discussing custody. Very serious question. Child custody is a major issue, comes up in Bethany all the time.
I'm not familiar with the New York State graph, it's not my area, but is joint custody the usual starting point?
Joint custody? Let's tell the Talmidim here what joint custody means. In the unfortunate case of a divorce.
Means that the kids have the great excitement of having two homes to be part of, as opposed to one.
That's not necessarily the case. there's a concept known as custody of children. Now, the custody of children is a legal, the word custody is a legal term. However, in halacha, we already saw yesterday, the Gemara, based on the Gemara, we should really see the Gemara inside. We should always start the Gemara. We have over here a discussion and a cook base and a base. The last few lines of the dot. Omar Abchiz is also married. Bas Eitel Ima. Sure. Bas Eitel Ima. Rashi. The Katana the Mokma Shima of a Lokatana the base Achehol and Mada Shekeni Adin. Shetigadel Habas. Shetigdel Habas. Eitel Ima. Now you understand the Gemara is referring to a case of an almana where the father is not alive. So we saw yesterday that some say it's only applies to an almana. But if the father is alive, he gets the obligation, we're going to call it, the bas should be etel avia if the father is alive. We pass an alaka not that way. We saw this already yesterday. We pass an alaka, and not only is the case of bas etel aim and of kubbez and days, in the case where the father is passed away, and the mother gets priority over, let's say, brothers or things of this nature, Rashi says, but the mother gets priority even over the father. So we pass from Aloha and Shulchan Aruch, that's what we pass. Now, again, not everyone, the Torah and Simon Pei Beis quote an opinion on that way, so yesterday in Shia, the Torah quotes an opinion that we saw in the Rosh as well, that only in the case of an Almona we pass, not even in the case of Gush. So therefore, custody goes to the mother over the father. Okay, so we pass from halacha, even though it's what they end Mishnah another way. It's important to keep in mind that everyone agrees to that. So now I'm going to read you from the Sefer Mishnah Saksuba, page Tov Shin Yud Gimel. Bismaneinu habonos lomdos b'mostos chinuch ve'ein igor chinuchan b'bayis dafta. So therefore, how does that lead? Hemsha sha'ov o'ein shoven in yonzeh. By the same token, yes, that's, you know, what's good for the gander is good for the goose. If it's shav min yezeh when it comes to the daughter, it should also be shav min yezeh when it comes to the son. For the exact same reason that the son today learns in the yeshiva. He doesn't learn from his father. All bets are off. Nafkamina, kol sheroa bo she'ena noheges b'durochav, rashoi ulahastol says tashim amazonis b'kach, she'telech lulmol b'mokom aroi b'kosha b'yena. How do you like this? He's not going to go to the yeshiva they wanted to go to. I want to go to a frum school. They want to send it to a not frum school. Either public school, whatever it was. I'm not going to pay him the zainus. Interesting concept. When we call Makom, he goes on. Ho v'din zeh shabbas dora v'meisi v'hima hu v'shut tovos v'shabbas v'nochi yusa. See, Achronim say that what if the mother is sick? You don't leave the daughter by her. She can't take care of her. In other words, what our Besen says, Klor, Befeirish, Klor, the all depends on one thing, what is in the best interest of the children? Again, the Besen will view best interest, not only in terms of who's going to give them more food, who will give them more spiritual food, if I may say, because Besen takes that into account. But what will happen if the father, say, is frum, but he's nuts? So he'll give him much more Yiddish cabbage, he'll turn out nuts. And the mother's not so firm. But she's normal. If you ask me, the best which should pass when she goes to the mother. You know, we saw Rabbi said, we saw the drushes surround it, spoke about it, well, last Thursday, was it? Two weeks ago on Thursday, we spoke about it, but the drushes around that Avraham Avinu sent all the Yezid to a faraway place. Because Midos depends upon the home and And theology, if you will, from Christ depends upon the later training. It's easy to change. So I use the word midas, the Ron used. That's how we understand it. But certainly, if the house is crazy, this is not normal. We all know there are not normal houses. So the fact that there's more quote unquote frumkeit there would not persuade me that the child, boy or girl, is better off in that house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Won't anyone pass me against that?
Against me? Avada. Yeah. If there are people who pass the black letter law that the child is to go to the father. And then after age six for sure, they're bumping in that way. There are. I can't say that there are many. I mean, it depends which circles you can go that you're involved in. I'm giving you what I believe is with Tovasa and Benochius and Shalai Elodin. I'm giving you explanations of what I think is included in that. I'll give you an example of someone who says a little bit against me, a little bit. Take a look in the Chalkas Mechalkas. I don't think it's really against me. But I want to give you full disclosure.
What about if the
father? One more on my desk if you need.
What about if the father's not, but the mother is not Shomer Shabbos?
That's a good question. That's if it gets a little bit tough. Shomer Shabbos is going to become, right there. Shomer Shabbos is going to become later on. But if you're unfortunately you're goofed up for life with people who are, you know.
Yeah.
It depends. Obviously, they're all judgment calls. But I want to show you, it's a Chalkas Mechokik over here. Simen Pei Beis Sivkot and Yud. We discussed it a little bit yesterday. What does it say over here in the Ramo? Daf Shenira LeBezin Shetov LeBas Yosef Imima. Have the Nira Lem Shetov Yosef Beishin in base of here. Her father's dead. With the father's relatives. Ein or Ein Yechol Alachuv Shetia Ima. Because the Maram Padova. This sounds to me like it's Tova Seyalodim, right? All depends where she's better off. Normally, the default position is the mother. Every child's better off with the mother, especially your daughter. But if I care, so you says the Bichokas Boga Yod, look at Maram Padova, Yireh, Sharablo Hechlit Din Zelamaisa. Didn't say it absolutely Lamaisa for sure. For sure. On the side it says, oh no, that's wrong, okay, he made a mistake. He says over there, he only said this because he only heard one side. But if you would hear the other side, it would be Pasha. So therefore he thinks that the Chalkas Mechokik misunderstood the Rami Padua. That's the footnote 5 in my version of the Shulchan Aruch here. Okay. Asha Kosev Shein Adava Pasha Kol Kach Shei Adin Yimayim Yishmok Alomai Yim Abezdin Roel Shetov Leyesom Olios Eitzel Beis Aviyah Horishus Piyara Bezdin. Rami B'Gemara Kubez Mebez Abbas Eitzel Ima Ele B'Shneim Shavim. Tiebreaker, goes to the mother. That's the default position. Yo, the Avshalom HaDim Ein HaBas Rots Aliyos Eitzel Ima Horishus Piyara. Oh, she's also a man the Yoma. I've been involved in these cases, custody. You cut, give visitation. The kid won't go. We can take him in chains and handcuffs. Kicking and screaming.
What age do kids start?
Whatever, all kinds of ages. Many cases. And then they accuse the other parent of brainwashing the kid. This is not a pleasant situation to be in. Verbatim. The thing that came in Lashon Rashi, the Maskel Zos. Okay, we saw the Gemara. Kubbeis and the base. Zos, says Rashi, again. The katana the mekom sheima v'lo katana the base achel lemanu shekena v'din shetigla abas etzal ima. Okay, ubas and zonus min abonin zonin also the base ima v'ein kofin also lodur etzla. We presume he's medayik from the lashon of Rashi. You can't force a daughter in any case. That's what it seems to be. I don't care. I got pizza there. What does that mean? The mother can't force that the daughter be with her. Whoa, you hear what I'm saying? Goes black letter law. he's very, very slow to move off the default position. Is he chagas mechokin? Now, is that because of what his interpretation or quote misinterpretation of the Marami Padma that footnote 5 points out? I don't know. But it seems to me that we should follow the Marami Padma and not the way the chagas mechokin seems to limit, to tie our hands. We shouldn't jump to go against the default position. Pashat chat. I don't know. Now, this is also found in the Tzitz Aliyah. Let's talk about a modern child. This is an old child. Let's talk about this. Comes up in modern childhood. This happens in the Vezin. In Tzitz Aliyah, this happens in the Dayan Yerushalayim for who knows how many decades. He must have had this many times, these kinds of childhoods. Let's see what he quotes in Tzitz Aliyah. This is a shout written to him. The shout is similar to Tzitz Aliyah Zechelet HaZayin. Right? He posted a Talmud asking the question. Tshuva. This is written in 1985. Bonus or Roshish. Certain place. You wonder what I've done in such a case in Chutzlarts. In Chutzlarts, Koch Hashpah Mitzachagam B'chukas HaGoyim Donem O'lahad Nef Koch HaEm Yav Kam Dini Yisrael Donem K'dineim Ben Yonim Eilu Mikadim Kadmos of the Jira Paskin like the Tshuva Rabbi Milson to Tamir the Rabbim to give it to the Father. What would you say in such a case? Torach Has Mishpadach Adlon Abarat of the Chutzlarts. If it would come to me in Chutzlarts, the Mikra Hanal, I would say the same exact thing, that the husband is right. What can you say differently than that? Din Torah, who is he? Lira speaker, Masha Thomas Haktan and Haktan, it's Beruchnius and Megashvius. That's what I just told you, Mamash Baruch Shekivanti. Food and spiritual food. Thomas HaBen requires to be with the father, even less than six, or the other way around. Should be with the mother even beyond six. That's what we pass can finish. And the Bas, by the father, you do that also. Minastam. That's what we follow the what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's very, very important, Rav Moshe. And he quotes the Tshuva of Rashba says that. You always have to say, Ma'ira ve'enei bezdin b'chomokom mokom sheesh bo yosef tikkun ha'yosomim shebezdin avir sheyosomim lach zarach ha'tikkuna. Doesn't mean yosomim biktanim when the yosomim chayim nevach, when the parents are getting divorced. When parents are divorced, the children are like it's Nebuch. You summon Machai Avayim because they're being thrown sometimes as pawns back and forth. Shalom Neida. Terrible. He calls the guy, Chumas Aradvaz, etc. He calls a specific example which I'm not going to go into right now. He quotes the Ramah. We just read the Ramah itself. We just read the Ramah. Shar Pratim, finished. Oh, the absence, it says, Bas HaTzalim. He actually al pi umdra v'ashara b'lvad lo tzia mechaskosa u'lahavira v'shus af. He calls the chakas mechoke and the Beis Shmua asher b'dover lo lachvi alo savar meshus v'shus acha mimash akob v'chazal. Okay, mashnir lebez v'zal pi umdra b'lvad is hol chokal shomamish shetomas habash tereshizos. Very, very important. You have to have a, no, we don't follow Dinehen. For good, don't they? That part we agree with. But the question, of course, is what level of expertise do you need? In our Bezin, when we sit in custody visitation cases, we have the psychologist sit on the Bezin itself. As opposed to most Bezin where they have three rabbis, and they bring in a psychologist as a consultant. I wanted to be there the whole time. To see how he behaves, how she behaves. My first, when the Bezin was reconstituted, the device way back.
Which
Bezin of America. Okay. Back in 1997. The first celebrated case we had hit the papers with attacks. Don't answer what happened. I sat on the case. with Dr. Pelkovitz. By me, he's the psychologist number one in the country. So I sat with him together. Understand? He wasn't just in a consultant. He sat there. Remember, he was a big psychologist. He had a sit there for all the Narish guy. Frank, I was falling asleep with someone at Narish. Chinese with Narish guy. And what's interesting, it was written up in the newspapers. It was a whole tumult.
He sat as a member of the Beis
Din? I was a member of the Beis Din, and so was Dr. Pelkin.
The
third one was a rabbi, but also a lawyer. We had a rabbi, like we had a plain rabbi, and a plain psychologist, and the rabbi was also an attorney. We want to have to cover all the bases. And believe me, we were fighting up with we don't have talk, we have lawyers. The lawyer for the woman was a tough cookie, considered the toughest cookie on the block. Yeah. But at the end of the day, he agreed that if certain things would happen, it would be a fair case. The other one had an attorney, was an Italian. An Italian attorney, yeah. We treated the both attorneys the same way. One was a big roomie with a big black yarmulke, was an Italian, as I remember. We treated them both the same way. We want to be very careful. We gave him sack. You know, this amount of custody, this visitation, this money. Okay, they were happy. They weren't happy. I was a correct sack. And although in theory, in New York State, as I said, all states, no arbitrator, including Beis Din, has the ultimate right to make these determinations. Because if the state used minors until 18 as wards of the state when there's a divorce. Afal became, to my knowledge, it's 1997, now end of 2014. To my knowledge, we have never been overturned by a secular court in our custody visitation and support decisions. Never happened, to my knowledge. Because they see we have a better psychology than they have. Well, who are they gonna bring in who has Dr. Pelton with his credentials? But they can't even come close. They can't come close to his credentials. Are they gonna argue with him? Makes no sense in a doctor. They don't want to have it up in their docket already. So who's going to appeal it and say it's a wrong decision? We have the best guy. Now, we've had other psychologists also sit. The Maisa, you know, in theory they can overturn us, the Maisa they never have. Again, to the best of my knowledge. Fine?
But
I'm not sure, Rabosai, if...
But the default position in New York State is joint custody, isn't it? When they start with these custody.
I don't know if there is a called default position.
Okay, because in Ontario, it's always... It's in Canada, that is a starting point, that, you know, all things being equal, you want to do joint custody. You want to award joint custody. All things being generally equal.
I've dealt with many cases where joint custody would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
Because one of the parents... That's why the divorce happened in the first place. One of the parents was just not with it.
Joint custody meaning living with the parents?
Well, there could be a we've often had this. The guy insists he knows they're going to live with the mother, but he wants joint custody and decision making. That's a different part. Some they want to live 50-50. I mean, we had these cases. We go 1 weekend a month, 2 weekends a month, unsupervised visitation, supervised visitation. We have to deal with all these things. Is it dangerous? Is it not dangerous? We have to deal with many such cases. I mean, I have some experience. I'm not. Watch this. Zug over this garage. Ketzad mechalke menemas hayelod. Rav Sternberg Shalit. Nira. Shemi din Torah toli veikam mash tov yosel hayelodim. He quotes Ksubas Kuv Beis. It's Tovasa. He quotes Arama. Yeah. So the father melam the Torah, etc. That's it. Then quotes the same Chuvas. Chuvas Rajma. Quotes the Rajma. A Pisca Chuvas. Hey, Beis, it's Kod Zion. Did we see this Pisca Chuvah yesterday? I don't think so. Pisca Chuvah Zion, watch here. Chuvah Zion Advaz. Ruben Tzameish Ishto. Vinichalo Ben Kod Mcholov, who ate al Eim Ima. With the grandmother, the mother's mother. Verotza Ruben Lakakas also, the father, wants the child by him. Ulo Nasi Isha, who won he? A, he's unmarried, didn't remarry, lost his wife. And he's poor. Who was my chosen the chutz? Maniach as a ben is al shchenim. He leaves the kid with the neighbors. In tov sheyamad a ben is al imo or etzal other heishin. Hadav amaru she ben etzal imo oru below etzal imo. Afal pikein imro bez and shetakona sayyal sheyamad etzal imo. Afal pisha yomaru ben tnuli bini maniach samasha etzav ein shomalo. Told the milza. I call the bros, told the bros any person, they said, welcome, yesh, takar, levad, yosef. So I had this difficult case, a sad case, like along these lines. A woman died, and the father is taking care of the child. The father's not poor. The mother's parents are desperate to get control of their child. In the case the father's no good, and the father's the cause that their daughter died, again, it's a tarab. And they're making a total tremendous tumult. It went already to the second of the court, and of course they gave it to the father. I never heard a second of the court given to him, unless the father's incapable. And he's hacking, what's going to Bezdin, and went to this Bezdin, to that Bezdin. It's a very sad story, but the Maisel, the Radvaz is right. In almost all cases, we're going to say that the father who's not leaving the kid in the street, the neighbors, and the father can afford to have a nanny, even if he's not there, or the grandparents, he also has parents, presumably the decision would be in favor of the father, despite the upset of the grandfather. And he gives examples over here. Watch this. Or maybe even better, quote Rashbam, Tarbas Haychinach Hayaladim, but the Chinach Mitzvah Gan Lebanos, Yigaladim Im Hiyamakom Hayos Matim the Chinach Hayaladim Betovasa. So therefore, he said, Lehepech, Shem Ben Yelech Leimo, Yimashkich Alav Veshalach Asos of the Yeshiva Mechinach Mitzvah. Bas Punkt Verkehr. If you are the father, watch this better. The old Tzas, it's only us Etzlo, Umashkich Alav, Umashkich Alav. On the son. So the daughter wants to go to the father, it's Tovasa. You listen to her. Very often, Rabbi Osai, where the child wants is for the child's good. Not always. The child can just be bribed. This also happens. The guy gets custom visitation. He bribes the kids to death. But he has them for 3 hours. He'll get maybe candies and take them to his ball games. And he'll ruin them. They come back zombies, but he wants to bribe them. The best doesn't say that's no good. All this Rav Osei happens in real life. It's not just Chubas and Chubas and Hugglers and Chubas and Tzitz Eliezer. I'm telling you my own experience, these things happen. And in fact, you have to know the judge what's the best thing for the child.
But look, halacha, can you avoid, I don't mean pardon, but look, halacha, can a basic award joint custody? Can you do that? Look, halacha, or it's not part of the halacha concept?
It's not. I'll go further than that. He did say, but Mishnah Chubas says, so what will happen if the mother says, let me go to the father? I'm not going to put up a fight. But the best thing is better by the mother. They go to the mother. Unless, that's what he says. I add, if the mother doesn't want to take care of them, not so necessarily it's going to be true to be better by the mother. Yeah.
I mean, what if they get divorced and they end up, travel is much more difficult back then. What if they end up living in different places?
That's a major problem. We'll come down in a second. We'll come down in 1 second. Yeah.
In the Gemara's concept, when the kid goes with the mother or the father, whatever it is, does the other parent ever see the kid again?
It's another question. So Rav Osei, all these things, they fight about the whole fight with the crazy case from last year. You know what I'm talking about? She's free.
What?
You know that case?
Yeah.
We're not going into details. There's a certain New York Times counter, page 1. Guy works for Congress. What does I forget? The whole fight was about this. The mother took the child from Maryland to Philadelphia. And the father says, you have no right to do that. They went to a Bezdin, the Bezdin collapsed. It was very sad. It's still going on to this day. So they made a big cruise. She's free based on some Kiddush Tos thing. I don't know what they're talking about. That's very problematic.
What
I don't believe that Pesach is correct. I think she's not free.
Free of what? I don't understand.
Free to remarry.
Who?
This lady can marry anyone she wants, according to this statement that was publicized mistakenly by a certain whole group that I have something to do with. I'm very upset that they publicized it.
They gave her a get?
No! No get!
Someone says Kiddush.
So why is she free?
Kiddush Ein Tos. That's not an easy bar to regard about Kiddush Ein Tos. So I'm very sorry. And they didn't print the tshuva, didn't sign any names, nothing.
Let's
discuss that. I was quoted about that, I told you.
Yeah. It was later that day, someone said, I saw it was quoted in the article.
No, thanks. Whatever. I tell you my shtickle Torah. She tells me, I'll from Zachin, take me Zachin, I would have declined the comment. Sure, I would have declined, but that might have been, no one contacted me. I'm pretty sure Rabbi Shef, the same thing happened. So let's take a look at both sides. What about they want to move away? So he talks that over here. Shut Marashdam Evan Eze Kufchav Gimel. Let's take a look.
Shut. Go back to the Shutim.
How do you get out of it? Rashdam. Who is Rashdam? From Shmuel de Medina. I believe he lived in Constantinople. I believe so. And it's true. Quote of Ed Simon, Evan has a cook club game. Let's see if we can find it. See what he says. Ruven meis b'chai ishto v'niach bas tani o nekas shtei ima. Never, she's so young, she's still nursing by her mother. V'tziva also a meis eitzel ochiv shimon v'osa petropos al kol nechosov v'shiyasi also k'shetigdol l'ben levi achim. He already made the shidduch, he's already dying. He's making the shidduch between his daughter who survives him, to whom? To her cousin. The Amona says this is ridiculous. She wants to go back to El Amav El Molarta in a different city. It's ridiculous. Apotropos says, Yisoma Bas Ochiv, Chashiva Etzlo. Etzlo's the Kenasa, both mode. That he's the uncle, she and it's the grandmother. They don't want to give her to go to another city. It's dangerous. Different climate, a young kid, still nursing. She made Meischas for Shalom. What's it then? Shuva. L'chorah Rav Osai Hadinim and Almana, right? We learned the Gemara. Bas Eitel Ha'em. Bas Eitel Ha'em. Finished. That's the Sugis and Gemara. Okay. Nonetheless, let's talk a little bit more. Watch. Someone to say if I can. Says in the Gemara, Zoso Meretz Bas Eitel Ha'em. They're pilpling back and forth. Somebody wanted to say, the Rashi says, Kol bas etzel la'ein. If you'll say that ein b'yad isha l'holich bita ima l'mapu shetirtze, not sikli, shepamim t'ye etzel ima, pamim lo. Shenirah shoshus b'yad l'holich bita l'mapu shetirtze, shema rotzel l'lechaz, ad kan hevanti. He thinks at the end of the day, the brother is right. Brother is right. So first of all, they ask the kash against him from the Rashi and say, this taina is kore achovish miftach yishanala. It's like a spider web, it's a gonish. V'lo yama, they step on it, they'll fall to the ground. Why? Because the Ran says, l'mokam shi ima, v'lo katani l'beis acheh, l'manu, Shekein tov shetizgadal etzel abas etzel ima ubas hanizonis min ha'achim zonin also bebeis ima v'en kofen also lo deret slum lo shnok tana lo shnok gadol harei shenir midiri horan shetakonazu eino kiim tova v'yalma kadei shetilmot also tolamet also the mother v'gam kosa v'en kofen also v'chule yisakadai takonazu kol ka'atsuma v'chazoko. In China, Shiva about a dozen means, if you have a lot of family, each child costs less.
Yeah.
So here, we saw the Gemara last week, Birchas Habayis, that she's living with the mother, they have five other people in their house, they're costing us more money to pay for you with your mother than if you just be with us. Shiva about a dozen, no? She wins. They have to feed her independently in her house, but only in the same city. Oh, Lola Das. Can't take any way you want. Let's say she's in Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim, and she wants to go anywhere she wants. How can it be? How called Mal Yerushalayim Klamotzin Echad Anashim Echad Anashim? Trying to be a riot from the last mission. No, that's a riot. No, no. Yeah, it's an exception to the rule. But if they're both in Eretz, both Chutz La'aretz, she can go wherever she wants. I don't see why such a gevaldig, right? This is what the Marash Dam is saying. Okay? We're going to get to this idea of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, a city of mostly Jews, mostly Goyim. All this done there on your Marama comes. We're not up to it yet. So he's saying, therefore, for this reason, that the Marash Dam is saying, you can't just pick up and go. We can't say that she can take the child if she wants. So what's the Marash Dam? Trying to look what else he has over here. Rambam, etc. He says, "Kemo shabed any yochel otziyam in ha'ir la'aliv also me'ini oviv." Kachabas. That's what the Marash Dam is saying. If you disagree with me, you're meant to matzmiin. That she can take it with the child, the boy, whoever she wants at the age of six. Ain't that so well? I don't know what that means. No one can think that way. The Rav and the Milsar bring aid in the morning. What are they? The Rabbit said against the Rambam, in Adas Ovela should not have a of the Afish, no Mimeno, Achia Ben Shesh, Chai of Chanko Torah, and the Chinuch Zafil who ate Alem, Yochel Chanko of Omim, Lo Shiva, it's low. Mia who I shall the Rora Oras, Vaina Roa, Kidvor Melo Mochichim, Hochoka Gamura, should have a Poshadu, Shain Elo Adin El Mishi, or Shevas Beir, Asher Absham, Kiloma Hamagan Mishnah, Vieshloma Sharado Dibel Shavas and Beir. Shall Yuchal Chancha? He said, "Ain't Zukusha." Means Beferish should have a push at the O. Shein Tzorach Levara. L'Sharai V'Disikol Rambam. And that's Avel Establish Beno. In other words, even Shachas he can't be Mechanechem. So the Magad Mishnah says, "No, as long as they're in the same city." From the Brurim and Biena, Kashemish. I shall adati Ain Mish Yuchal Akhisha. Right number one. Right number two from the Migdal Oz. The Migdal Oz is a controversial figure. Not in his tzidkus. Not in tzidkus. The Migdal Oz was considered one of the greatest tzaddikim. But people said that he doesn't always get it right. The Shach writes about the Migdal Oz, and he goes, printed in the Bible of Rambam, Mahapet Diri Elokim Chayim Kedako B'chol Mokom. That's a rank which we don't find in other places. But we derive the Migdal Oz. What's the Migdal Oz? So Magad Mishnah was that's for sure. But the Migdal Oz, it's not completely clear that a riot for him is always going to be 100% compelling. Anyway, the kids and immigrants, that's the thing with those very long children. Bottom line is the Marash Dam says that they have to be in the same city, and she can't just pick up for no reason and take him where she wants. What do you mean for no reason? She wants to go to her mother. That's how it started. That's what the lady did in Maryland. She picked up and went to Philadelphia to be with her mother. According to the Marash Dam, she had no right to do that. Although I'm not happy that this man is getting wiped again, but it could be that he's right. That she had absolutely no right to take the kid away. And I was involved at one point, 20 years ago, I got called to camp, they wanted to make a rally, and I was trying to get to stop the rally. And then the Rabbi Simon got involved, and this and that, we're trying to work out some kind of understanding. We both thought, Rabbi, she really had no right, she had no right to just pick up and go to Philadelphia. Father was sick, whatever. Not so pushy to take matters into your own hands. I'm never paying the price now. And although they say she's free, she's not free. She is not free.
Didn't the civil court rule with regards to custody?
Who cares the civil court? For the best. I'm not sure the civil court gave her a shush to leave to another state. It's not always a pashtut. Even the civil court not a pashtut. What they say? Yeah.
Does it matter how old the child is?
Child is an infant at the time.
It was it?
Infant. How about that? He has grown by already. The truth is, if you ask me, the child here is under the age of two, right? This is presumably still nursing by the mother. It means it's a very young child. I don't see. You know, I have to look at two sides of the story. What does the father's family want already from? What can they teach a chassidus at age one and a half? What? they want to climb on their lap. Both sides are sometimes akshanim over here. It's arguable. I could see an easy side. This girl, this Tamar, had no way to support herself, and she had to go to her mother because she had nothing there. And the father, what's his taina? Taina is he's going to bring her up. He wants to see her. To see her for what? To teach her. She's not too young to teach. I wasn't involved in the I was not involved in the Torah at all. I don't know who's right. I don't know what I don't. And I can easily see the two body din come to completely different conclusions. There's lots. It's subjective over here. Like what others call shooter the diner. You hear that expression? Suba study doubt. I'm going to learn a suit this year. It can't it means that the best in suits, what it thinks is right. You can't have any hard, fast rules.
They were going to the best in America.
No, Halavai. I'll tell you, they went to the best in Baltimore. Uh-huh. And the best in Baltimore got to a point where they just somehow couldn't handle it anymore. I don't know why. I don't know why something went wrong. But I can see that. My famous case, I just told you about yesterday, where I took away some of the support because it went camp, and she bolted and went to the second of the group. Both they didn't fall apart. So I don't know, maybe it's one of them bolted and went to the second of the court. Maybe he, maybe she. I don't know why. They're all yelling, it's his fault, it's her fault. Very hard to get to the bottom of these things.
Can the best then sanction the party for doing that?
Sanction is the loser. But the bottom line is, the problem is it's still a mess. And she has no get. And they went to this Kedusha Tos, they didn't get. Rabbi said, Rabbi Moshe wrote Shuvas and Kedusha Tos. It's true. He signed his name, and he wrote 10-page shuvas, and if you can either argue with his fact or argue with his halachas. In this case, there's no names, no facts, no halachas. From the little I begin to smell, I don't think that either the facts are right necessarily, or even all the halachas are right.
What's that? I assume they told Rabbi who the person
is. I don't know who the person is. I'm not sure. There were rumors. Please, man, signs his name on a piece of paper and puts it out there. It's all rumors. Whatever, I don't want to say more than I said. I have rachmonis on this, I have rachmonis on everybody. Rachmonis on everybody. Say it. Yes, I'm sorry.
But is there a point where the child has to say where they go? Even though the mother might say, come with me to Maryland.
I believe that the child always has what to say. Because the child's best interest includes the child's wants. If the child would say at age 5, I should pay 5. I don't know how short this job.
Yeah, 3 to 4.
It's only 4?
I don't know, I can't bid. The organ's in Bailey.
Yeah. The child was born when they were together. Yeah. I sure hope so. So it must be quite a few years. Could kid suddenly say, I want to go to daddy. He asked me and the bezin, I would rate very carefully. The daddy's bribing her with candies that she's got fillings in every tooth because she just all that candy all day long. That's why she wants to go to daddy. I would ignore it. The daddy's a good chanach. Daddy works all day in Congress. I don't know what mommy's doing in this case. I don't know what's going on in the case. I don't know any facts. But I know it's a very sad case. And it's a very dangerous precedent. You're going to say someone's free without giving a psak, it's signed by people with their facts and the halachas, that people can go and argue with them. Rabbi Moshe wrote things, you can argue with him. You can argue with his facts, you can argue with his psak. For a psak to stand, I don't care who signs. I said Rabbi X was Muslim. I don't want to mention the name of the rabbi. I like him too much. Doesn't matter, he's masked. I need to see it myself. Everybody has to see it. It's like, woman was married by an Orthodox rabbi. He said she just married somebody else without a psak. Well, she wants to marry, I'll give the psak then. Very dangerous. What if the rabbi think the psak is no good? Or what if she go to one rabbi and think it's good? No one will tell you why. And then she 20 years from now, she'll have a kid. She wants to marry. What's it? She's a mamzeris. You could give Rav Moshe, but Rav Moshe was so great, and his facts were so correct, and his halacha was so well reasoned, unlike some of the other Rav Moshe. But here, and none of the above is true. I'm very upset with that case. I want to say more about it because it hurts me too much. Anyway, this is what the what the Marajdam said. Who disagrees with him? The Mari Ben Leiv. Take a look. Klal Yod Aleph, Simon and Het. See if you can find it. See if you can get it. This is Marashdan. Mahari, let's see. Mahari Ben Leif. Mahari Ben Leif, he quotes over here. He disagrees with this Marashdan. Chelek Klal Yod Aleph Simon Nun Hey. Now I'm in trouble. What do we Klal Yod Aleph? What does that mean? We're in trouble. No.
What's the name of the Mari Ben Leiv?
He calls Mari Ben Leiv. I'm just reading from the same.
No, I'm saying there's a similar name right above him.
That's not your name, right? This is a typo. Okay. No, the problem is he's giving you Simon, and I want Klolim. Maybe Chelik Beis or Klolim? No. Take a look at your Aleph over here. I'm a little bit of a wild goose chase over here, unfortunately. You know what? Rabbi Avadja. Let's probably quote both. Rabbi Avadja quotes everybody. Let's look at Rabbi Avadja. Rabbi Omer. Everything is there. Chelek Ches. Chelek Ches. Heaven or Isaac. Rabbi Avadja. Not Stam. Simchal Beis. Tavshin Mem Gimel. Bez in the Haifa. What happened? They got married. They had a bas. 10 years there were fights. They separated. The woman wants mazonos. Psak then said you have to support your daughter. Okay? And once in a while they wanted to give the greater mazonos. He tied us again. Lo nos maliris is a bas de pogashima. And the Besen said, the wife has la avsher zos labala, avia yalda. It didn't work. Besen called the daughter. She came to Besen. She said to Besen, I refuse to meet with my father. Because all the time he's snakeli, he's cruel to me, he didn't care about me. I don't even want to talk to him. And he has to honor me. And my mother doesn't want me to meet with him either. And I'm old enough. I have friends. I don't know my father. I like that. Even though the father asked many times, he went to a brick wall. Daughter won't meet with him. So the Bezin says, okay, no more food. Father stops with that. Father didn't support you if you're not going to meet with him. What's going on? This is tough stuff. This is not ancient history. This is 30 years ago. Do you believe it? That's what he says. Now the mother says, get out of here. She should have the money anyway. Rambam, Rabbi Avadja starts the Rambam, goes to the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ravid. Okay. Now, we discussed this. Rabbi Avadja was talking in the beginning. Chalkas Mechokek, all these things we saw already. Bizmanenu, Tashad, till 15. Right? Raja Havdaya, Askel Abdi, Cholameister of Herzog, we passed the whole call by W.D. Yisroel. Okay? What was the takon? Till 6. And Machliman also, Machwizna Lom, Shkedachwichol, Lazon, Machiyiglu. It's by Nenu, we can no longer do it. Alright? Many places, the father is cruel, and they popped him AF 6. Okay? Yamein Reila, even they got to 15, still it's a big problem if they don't have good parnosa. So the takana was not coming to take away, to force those who are cruel to their children. That's Mashiva Erma Vachosa Kol. It's Manenu, Yesh the Ben Echosim, Ein Machayven is of the Farnasim. It says in Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Aleph, who paskin, the Bavadja Adaya, Rav Yaakov Adas, Rav Yosef Shalom El Yashiv. Quoted in the Padars. Even though Rabbi Tzion Uziel says differently, 14 years old, Rabbi Herzog, Paskin, Takonas, Rabbonis, you have to pay a giver anyway. Not only Tztaka, Chov HaSa'av, till 15, Chiyav Mamish till age 6. Even if you have property, you still have to do it. Nil Yerika Karas, Bezna Gadalat Nal against Rabbi Uziel. I already wrote about Nichavadas. You have a question? Yeah.
Case,
is the dar violating Rabbeim? Let's see. Watch. We finally got to the Marival. The Machlokas, Marival, and the Marajdam. Marival says, I don't know how to find this. Sefer Aleph, Klal Yad Aleph, Simon and Vav. But we'll have to rely on Ravaj's quotation. But the Kaon of Abbas says, Alain Lola, Hanu Afilu, Im Telech, Ha'en Lira Cheres, Abbas Tima, Ve'en Yichol Maka Biyada, Bada. The Marashdam disagrees very strongly, as we saw already. We saw the Marashdam's polemic, right? The Ravid, the Magad Mishnah. He's giving a longer story, and he's quoting from nice quotations over here from the Marashdam. You begin to get the feeling over here you're going to follow the Marashdam. The Marival quoted in 3 lines. Marizam is quoting in 30 lines. You know, in the beginning, you smell the coffee here, Marizam. And Rabbi Yehoman. He says over here, to work Hashemesh, as we saw, Ba'aseh Tzala'ein, came to another city, of course, the Ramban, the Noshim Tzniyus, when she's not a Tznua, yeah. And the husband can ask for it. So, Ba'as Nosen as Kosef Soreres, Ma'enes Di Pogashim Avia Klal. The father can say, look, you refuse to meet with me? I'm not going to feed you. Finished. Why? Because the Bavali she taught us on the Torah, sucker. How do you help the Rabbanis and Rosh Hashanah age 15? Is that the Kana Gemura? Then perhaps not. Keep that in mind. The she taught us on the sucker. I'm not going to give it sucker. I am Darke Noam, he says, Gedolei Olam fought about it. Who's going to see what's right? They're two of the greatest people in the world, Marival and Rashdan. But the Radvaz, hold up the Marashdam, and the Perak Mata Aaron is held up the Marashdam. They said the Marashdam brings Rayas, Berurahs, Berias, Vitovas, Chazokas, Karoi, Mutzah, and the Parabim Klal. Lechem Rav, Nesivus, Mishpud, Leib, Mavin, all over the Marashdam. Shufri, the Yaakov, I don't know who that is. He said even the Marival might agree. Why? She comes to Bezim, but Gavu, Buz, Klami, Ovir, Shacht, Sonus, Rabba. I think he's going to another city. And he says, the problem is like this. If the Maram Vibutun says, Faket, if he goes to another city, the Marashdam will agree, ain't Tzorach Lach Zero the Eero. She had no right to go from Maryland to Pennsylvania. But once she went, the Marashdam will agree, you can't bring her back. Sounds like someone coached this lady after all. But this Maram Vibutun. Moshe Mirlu. Kind of after you, the average chain of the Gesh is the Maviyah, it's a Nasa, ain't the Hoshim. And it's Chayim is on the set. But it holds that Shut Halacha Le Moshe, quotes his Machlok, it's Marival, and Marashdan. And he holds like the Marashdan. Dole Rabbanim Asamara. Rabbi Bidol Sarfati, Rabbi Meimon Afalo, I'm going Rabbi Nachem Siriro. And after you have to pass in this way. Either Maram Dibutun. He said, no. Bal Avne Shayish. I feel it for what's Yossi, Ibn Yeracheres, Ba'amod Ba'achzerkoi. That's a citation of the Gemara in Makkos. If someone who's a Ma'anis is an Isha, Naran, he has to live with Loyuchel Shalom Koyamov, and he divorced her, Shalom Kadin, Ba'amod Ba'achzerkoi, I have to bring her back. It's a phrase. He's the same as over here. He went to Pennsylvania, back to Maryland. And all the Rabbanim of Fez, that's in Morocco, Leon Tzafati, Shmuel Ben Tzur, they all hold against the Maram Dibutun. And the Dvar Shmuel Amar. I saw Rabbi Amar on Motzi Shabbos. Rabbi Shom Mashash. The Rabbi Shalom. Who is his grandfather of Yedenu? Rabbi Shom Mashash. Rabbi Shom Yerushalayim. He quotes all these Gedolim. Tells names I never heard of. I'm sure they're great people. And they all held. You have to be back. And they didn't see the Maram Dibutun. They didn't quote him. How can they argue with him? They weren't printed in those days. But now the Rambitun is right to follow Rambitun. So he says, The mechilas kvado dvarav tamur. What do you mean? How can you go away? You can't take the food. If you're not going to force it to go back, amotzi mechaver ol varayim. He thinks that the gedolim pasuk right, and Maram Dibetun is wrong. He was not going to do very shalom. There we go. Oh, this is typical bavaji. So he would starve the psagdina shalididi hagon of Waldenberg to pata the father from his onus, agui kulitz also, and he's passing the shayla bavaji yosef showing. See what's going on? So now this is our case. They all say you have to go back. If you don't go back, I'm to support. That's Pasha, it's a Mavadja, not so much from someone from the 15th century and the 17th century, it's a Mavadja. It's not Pasha the Rabbosa over here. Not Pasha at all. Not Pasha at all. Fine? Now let's go further than that. We had the Shuva of. I don't want to read again there, but the Tzitz Eliezer has a similar case. I don't want to. One Shuva is enough. However, Rabbosa, it seems to me. It's only true if the other parent, the father, treats the child properly. If the father does not treat the child properly, then it's a whole different story. He has no visitation, only supervised visitation, and that's what the law demands, based on the law guardian, and the best not to pass in the same way, all depending on what we have a psychologist. He has to make a decision as to whether it's safe to be unsupervised visitation or not. But of course, this requires a very chosh of a bezin, not just any bezin. So he passes over here, not just any bezin. Rabosa, I gave you a summation of these very thorny, this is a 1 hour summation of the very thorny problem. This goes on all the time, Rabosa, and I don't want to spend more time on it, but suffice to say, it's not so chosh. Have any questions, Rabosa? We'll move on to the next topic. Yes?
Is the daughter violating Shabbat?
Depends. If the father mistreats her, then she is not a violation. I've had cases of people who told me, adults, not just the kids, adults, their father mistreats them, continues to mistreat them, and they're never going to violent fights with him. So I told me I have to see him. So I get a call from the father, you're a chutzpah, you're going to keep it as a Mrs. Dorais, keep it aveng. Well, keep it aveng. And what if he abuses her and molests her, also keep it aveng? Obviously not. Right? So if this is what's called verbal abuse, it's presumably also keep it aveng. Just stay away.
But are you violating kibbutz even if it's just passive? It's not only
active thing? No, that's not. I think you is a violation. Let's say that the father's a good father, and the daughter spits in his face, I don't want to see you, that's a violation. But that's only if he's a good father. That requires a bezdin. The bezdin has to get a psychologist on board to make this shock. Can't they really? Okay? And both times we spent some good time on this very important topic. We're talking about a brand new topic. Brand new topic, or both times. The topic of refuah. Medical bills. It's another thing which bread butter didn't have to take care of. Very sad. Take a look. Bosai Nun Beis Amid Beis. This is on the Makorah sheet. It's the last part of the Makorah sheet, Bosai. Yeah, that's the new Makorah, but I was going to give it now. Maybe you'll be here Sunday? No? Okay, so we'll either give it Sunday or Monday. Depends on. I was already misinformed about the Sunday Shia. Now that I'm properly informed, but usually Sunday about it.
What time?
Sunday.
Sunday is Sunday's schedule.
Oh, there is. There was a mistake yesterday.
Oh.
If you're here, 11:30. Nun Beis Amud Beis. What does it say? The Mishnah says, Luxa Chayev L'Raposa. The three-word quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is found earlier, Rabosai. The Mishnah is found over here on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the last two lines, narrow lines. Laksa Chayav the Rabosa. If a woman, Nebuch, is sick, the husband is required to feed her. Oma Hare Gita Ksubosa Terape Es Atzma Rasho. It sounds wild. And I'm saying, I'm not advocating this. I'm not saying it's the Chachila. He says to my dearest wife, I love you very much. You're so sick, I just can't handle it anymore. I know you need medical bills. I'll divorce you, give you a ksuba. You'll have money from the ksuba to take care of all your medical bills, and we'll part as friends. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to do that. It doesn't sound very, very correct. It isn't correct. Rashi, Chayav the Raposa, Ksherefuah Kimzonos. Rashoi, Shein Adam Chayav Lozen Gusha Asav. Once he divorces her, as we said, there's no alimony in Jewish law. So he divorces. So he's not Chayav to give her a mizonos, not going to give her a refuah, just part of mizonos. Sounds cold. Sounds cruel. But okay, Rashi didn't trap the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Afnun Beis and the Beis, the comedy on those three words in the Mishnah. Toner Abonim, Almana, all of a sudden moves to an Almana. Now you notice, the Mishnah is talking about Eishes Ish, right? We saw this Mishnah a long time ago, right? Why? All of a sudden about an Almana, keep that in mind. Almana, Nizonis, Benichse, Yisomen, Utsricha, Rufua, Haraikim, Zams. Hashbag Omer, Rufua, Sheyeshla, Kitzva. We'll see what that means. It's a set amount. Nisrapes. Miksubasa. No. She cannot just get supported by the Yorshim for life. Only up to the amount of Miksuba. Before she ain't no kitzva. How are you giving Zonos and she can be supported for life? On Rabbi Yochanan, also how causes down there to Sroz. Before she ain't no kitzva. Bloodletting. Ain't no kitzva. We'll see what these words mean soon. Rashi. Tzricha refuah eikim mizonos. In tzricha refuah eikim mizonos, the tavayo chiyusinim. You need food to keep you alive, and you need a doctor to keep you alive. Mizonos and them kitzva. Because refuah sheyesh le kitzva, she'en an chola todir, and the bechal mizonos. According to Rashi, if you're sickly for life, that's like mizonos. If you only have one particular illness, you get better. That's not, you need food for life, right? If you get 120, you need food. So if you need medical care 120, it's like mazonis. But just, you got sick, you got better. It's not like mazonis. Rabbosai, this is all discussing an almana. What about a married woman? Is she also subject to this limitation? What do you say? Take a look on the Ran. It's your test on an aleph in the old print. Nun, dalid, and hey in the new print. Take a look.
Sorry, where was it? Rabbi?
You have old print and new print.
Nun hen.
Thank God it's a new paragraph in our edition. And the new edition is nun hey, the last, end of the narrow lines on the right hand column. Umashma, big bold. In our edition. For those of the old edition, it's your test. Since my sneeze and yes, I go up 10 lines to sell you see Umashma. Umashma the dafka be almona. Eight be almona. Abo be eishes ish. I feel the refuah she yesh la kitzva. Bala chai of the raposa. Upash the my sneeze and hey hocking mucha. The katani stoma loksa chai of the refuah the raposa. Blow mafli ben refuah she yesh la kitzva. Refuah she ain't la kitzva. The shalom kedibi arav bala yitazal. Shekosav, Shaf Yeshis Ish Hadin came. Behavi Raiman Ayushalmi, the Gassin Hosan, the Pek Misham Ace, craved the Rabbi Shimon Baraba, Khoshisha Aina Achas, Khoshisha Aina, also to come the Rabbi Yochanan Amala, Katitu Asyach, in Katit Nin Purnach, Vilo, Balach Yarmach, Balach, the husband's alive, Alma. I feel the Machaye Bala, Rafua Sheesh Lakitsa, Mistrabis Mixubasa. This is a no good, not a good rhyme. After the Almana happens, Yichkama Balach Yavlach means, Minirse Balach Omar. And that's our Moshe Bermaimon, Shechilek be Almana, Perikyu Ches, Lochilek be Shesish, Perikyu Dalid. So the Rambam says, when it comes to Shesish, you give a Kitsa, Yesh Lakitsa, and a Kitsa is all the same. When it comes to an Almana, that's where the distinction is wrong. So now, Chlokas Gedoli HaRishon, Rabbi Osei. Gedoli HaRishon. Okay? Fine. If you look, I had a raya. I don't know if I'm crazy, because no one brought this raya that I saw. Look at the Tosefta Perik Dal HaLochahed. Please, look inside. Tell me if maybe I'm wrong. Because it seems to me it's a chloro raya to the Eter and the Tosefta. Unless I read it wrong. Perik Dal Lochahed. Ha'isan nizonis min nechasav. His husband's alive, right? Is he, or is he dead? It doesn't say he died. Right? I don't know. Unless it goes back in the last line of Dalit, it says, he's gone. Hashem told him, he's alive. The whole parody is alive. Utsricha refua harahikim is onus. Rashbag omer refua sheyesh lekitzva nitzchafim mitzvasa. Then the kitzva harahikim is onus. Hoyesh nebatzores amalav fligita luksubaseh tziyapayin zeyatzmen hoyesh esviyada. He's alive. No one ever killed the baal in this price. The gemara quoted almana. Here the pashut of the man is alive. I'm asking you a question. Am I not right? But how can I be right? It's against Rishonim. The answer is, look at Minchas Yitzchak, goes after the new Gemara, Hoysen Izones, Achar Misa Sabal. How can I say? I told you that someone's going to say that. The Minchas Yitzchak says that way. If you have the new Gemara, see, on the side, the right Minchas Yitzchak. All right. I wouldn't have said so, but Prussia tried in the Tosefta. I didn't see it that way, but the Minchas Yitzchak was obviously one of the Gedolim, says that way, so obviously that's one good read of the Tosefta, which knocks off my Raya. Okay, I stand before you. I thought my Raya was good. I said someone was going to say that up shot, and I found it. In my house, I didn't have Minchas Yitzchak. My old Gemara doesn't have it. Well, the new Gemara, Minchas Yitzchak says, okay. Narabosai. Is it really true that mizonos, that refuah is really included in mizonos? Really, really, really? Really? Well, not so pashut. Rashi sounds that way. Let's look at the ritual. I think we saw this ritual a long time ago. Let's refresh our memories. Ritva Nafnul Chesem Adeis seems to say not that way. What happened? Very good. Rabosai, look for the word refuah. A needle in the haystack. See that? It's big print. I need you to look. Everyone has to look.
Okay. I think I saw it.
You saw it?
I think all the way up.
All the way up, the very top?
Yeah. I started fast, so.
Pass it?
I don't know, Rabbi's going too fast again.
Let's start from the top.
Yeah, see, Abba, very fast, I have a money for yourself.
Yeah, where's where? See that? It was the first line, I went right. You call Ish to tell me the bala. Somebody go too fast. He does very awesome. Pirish, but came and she'omer came. Ain a bal chayiv mizonosel uksusa uparnasosa. Al refuas a chayiv. Lemay the perishes liel. The refuas a takant the bapei nafsha. May she chayevus l'shamsho. What's the ritva saying over here? B'chiyam ha'achi she'osa li'atzma dafkal in yonelechas tzemer. As we saw, Ephraim said so. Okay? And therefore, he's saying as follows. I mean, if you look back, I guess, in the previous staff, wherever it is, maybe a long time before, the Ritva were of the opinion, Rabbi Osai, There was brought up the opinion, listen carefully please, that there's two quid pro quos. There's the financial. What's the financial, Rav Osa? He will give her money to feed herself. She'll give her money from her knitting. And then there is the personal. What's the personal? She will do personal service for him, and he will do personal service for her. What's that? Refuah. According to the Ritzvah, I get an impression that refuah is not included as the mezonos proper. Not only that, but the Ran may hold that way. How so? Take a look. Look at the Ran Rav Osai on the Yud Zayin Omud Aleph, name of the Ramban. Yud Zayin Omud Aleph in the old print. Mem Tes in the new print. Take a look. This is the famous Gemara which we've said so many times. We started, when we started this on Marma Kamos number 4, on the bottom, if you recall, that Gemara is Zion Abed, but he always keep coming back and back and back and back to that initial Gemara. It was really the first Gemara that we really learned in the Sukkah after our introduction to Pesukim. Okay, but we keep coming back to it. So the Ran there quotes from the Ramban, when can you, in fact, you know, beg off from both? Because over here, in our print, there's a new paragraph, Umiyu. Memtes, right-hand side. In the old Gemara, see the word Ubi Gemara, go up 10 lines. Umiyu. Alpha got the Pekona, Iker, the main thing is Pekona, that's to redeem it from captives, from captors. Lo yochlo lemeimar eini niptes eini nosenes peis. So you can say no thanks for no thanks, right? I won't give you my payers, and you won't have to redeem me. Nah. The nails I can't do da atkin. It's really primarily for her. Watch this. Afil hachi takon nami ika the diday. Why? Bachi. Why? Kedei shetelo shifchol shamsho. Not a politically correct word. He needs a wife to take care of him. About the particular term that was used. He wants him to take care of him. So it's good for him too that he's going to redeem her from captivity. Isn't that amazing? It's good for him too. Wait a second. What question? Is Avni Malum asked this question. I'll see it inside the Avni Malum. Avni Malum is found in Simon Ayin Tes, Sivkot and Beis. Let's take a look. First one, after the little one. I test. It's a very good kasha, after the little one. Of course, the Ibtu, Yerushalmi. Okay. Okay. Afili refuah shiesh lo kitzva, chayel raposa. No distinction. What about almana? Pida nira, da filu biisha shomeres. Watch this. Eini nizon is vani osa. According to the Ran, that this battle gabol atakana came back out. We saw that. Chayber for wasa. Should the refuah labed in mizonos chayber baal atakana the rabbanon hiv enek nekemasi adel. We just saw that. Now I understand the Ran. Quotes the Ran. The chora kosher. He named the refuah mishum mizonos nagul ba. Yim Kang shall marry any of his own as many also got before a law. That's what should have urged. Yim Kang Gamma Mizonas, you get a cat of the day. Nami, why? Shirapo sek shet tichle, bichde, shetima shall measure the phone when she gets better. Can I my two haloma in his own as many also? But I'm the precona. Kahloma, the Rajman around all that Rabbeinu Agoro. Through a fourth, I can't do the Rabban of a loma shim Mizonasi. Can I feel the best in his own as many also? Kather Aposo. So let's say the klal. That's what he says. He's mochiach the Avnei Meluim. And the Ran holds this way as well. Wow, the big, big fight over here. So there are those who claim Rav Osai, according to Rashi, before Zaraisa. If Mizonos is Zaraisa, remember we had that whole series in Rashi. We came to the bottom line. The halacha lemaisa is Zaraisa, according to Rashi. We thought, like the Ramba, so Rafua could also be Zaraisa potentially, maybe. Maybe. Nonetheless, the Rambam, who was honest with the Raiser, who was the Rabbanah, Why? You don't need it all the time. You don't need it all the time. Question. She needs your food. She needs to take medicines. Can I give her money? Or must I go to the drugstore and buy the medicine? What do you say? She needs medicine. Here's $100. Go buy the medicine. Or I think I have to go to the store myself and bring her the medicine. So there are those who claim that it's only an obligation of money. $100 will work. Who said so? Yeah, is our flaw here? I forgot it already. It was, right?
I think so.
You don't think so?
I do think so.
I think so too. But first, your shas. Our flaw. So okay, it's going to be hard to find again. It's a perennial problem. Oh. Oh. He's talking about this very case, about giving the food, not giving the food. He says, Sricha l'troach. And therefore, somewhere in there, I think he says, that you can, if Rafua is part of his own house, you give her cash and let her buy her own antibiotics. I don't spend time looking here. Okay. In the Sefer Mishnah Saksuvi, he claims it's only true if you hold that Mizonos is part of Rafua is part of his own house. But it would not apply to the other obligations that are found in that same Gemara that from Zanimavet. What are they, if you recall? Kvura. And pidyon. Not if I give you, I will put up money to redeem my wife. No! You gotta go and fight with the pirates. You have to go yourself and then negotiate with them. Which I have money. I'll sit home and I'm offering money. You have to go to the pirates and then try to get her out. Kvura, here's money. No, you gotta go and make sure you buy the burial plot. I read in Rabbi Yosha's biography. Rabbi Yosha counted every single second. Well, Rabbi Yosha's wife was Nifter. This is a famous thing. He went in, she was fading away. She was on her last moment on this earth. Tzedek, it's a Mara, that means daughter. And he went into the room and she saw, you know, I don't think she was conscious at the very, very end. She went into the next room, opened his Gemara. And they came and they told him, Nebuch, that his wife had passed away. So what did he do? Close the Gemara, open up the Gemara Moed Katan to learn about the Hilchos Aveiros. But when they came to talk about getting her with the grave, he was tumbling. Just to get a check. Where will the grave be? It'll be here, it'll be there, it'll be here. Rabbi Yosha never dealt with matters of this world. So it's in biography, it says, because it says in the Gemara that he's chayav b'kvarasa. And he held, like we just said, you have to write a check. You have to take care of it. And I think I told you that Rabbi Yosha bought the kever for her in Har Menuchos. He's buried in Har Menuchos. He had his own kever by Leshem and Har Hazeis. Keep that in mind. I was speaking to Mayor Tversky Shalita. You know, I was at the Shiva visit just something like that. Less than a week ago. I asked him, they buried his brother in Nebuch in Har Menuchos. I said, is that your father's buried? My father was buried in Har Hazeis. Rabbis. And they had an opportunity, they had a Kevin Harazason, and he decided against it. Too dangerous. Dangerous to be in Harnov, if he was going to go to Harazason. So they made it Harmonov. It's a sad story. We live in dangerous times. Whatever, I'm just mentioning passing. So the Yashiv made a decision that he wanted to be buried near his wife. Maybe there was only one Kevin near his father, grandfather, he only one. But he made a decision, he wasn't just a matter of money. That's why I read his biography, based upon this Gemara. Okay? Not enough just to pay a check. You have to be involved personally in this obligation. Oh. Now, what does that mean? Talk to the Chevra Kedisha, do all the various arrangements. All the various arrangements. Okay. What'll happen, Rabbi Osai, if she's too sick to go to the drugstore to get the medications? Well, then you certainly have to do it. If you give $100 and she can't get to the drugstore, what good does that do? And then, and this is a beautiful shiur for Parsha Shavua, because it's Erev Thursday, and there is no Thursday this week. He quotes this, it's a beautiful sefer. He quotes, this is a sefer called again, the Mishnah Saksuva. Our Ramah, who we spent so much time on in previous shiurim, he quotes, and I don't agree with him, but he quotes him, I want to read to what he quotes. I'll give you the Torah Refuasa. He says, look, you have to take care of your wife. It's all included in the all-encompassing obligation of Oa v'kegufo, u'mechav v'yos v'kegufo, and that Rambam that we spent a lot of time discussing. Okay, yes, it's on page Tav Chav Gimel. You want to look it up. And he says, according to the Rambam, it's a chiyuv gomel. Either Gemara never said it as a chiyuv. Gemara says, the Oa v'sishol kegufo, u'mechav v'yos v'kegufo, all of a kosev omen. Never said it's an absolute chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv. Why? Because it says in the Rambam, Sivu Chacham. And I told you already a few weeks ago that Sivu Chacham is the opposite. It's only an Eitz HaTovah. Another 15 times where it says in Rambam. So I have a disagreement with this Choshev Mechaber, Rav Klein Shlita, whether it's a Chiyav Gomer or it's just a, we spoke about Mora Abal. That's the previous halacha. The next halacha, no? Now, it does quote some of the Gemaras, which I wanted to show you. Which is very important, Rav Osa. Very, very important. I think that he says, you know what? Even if you'll tell me that it's not an absolute chiyuv midina de Gemara, the husband accepted it upon himself. How? He wrote in the Ksuba, Vana Okir. Vana Okir. Vana Okir. Let's look back in the Sefer early. This is in page Tav Chav Gimel. Right? And he says to look back in page Reish Pei. Not in the same sefer. Let's look it up later. Look up later, huh? Put the book up here. Reish Pei. He says it's a chiyuv gomer because the Rambam said so, even though the Gemara doesn't say so. And then he says it's based on Vana Okir. Rabosai, we already spoke about this a long time ago. If a person writes Va'ezon Va'farnes, does that mean that Mazonis is Doraisa? Does he text it on yourself? Or not? Just your writing languages. You don't mean to make it stronger than it is Mikiradin. Here too. You write for Okir, it means not more than Mikiradin. Whatever that means. We go to Gemara. I want to show you the Gemara, Rav Osa. We've mentioned this Gemara once before, but especially, you know, when we'll call it an Erev Shabbos de Kashia that we're doing today. You should see the Gemara. Gemara says the Masech Tebava Metzior, Rav Osai. Very important to see this Gemara. Very important. Look what it says. Le'olam me adam zayir ba'onoas ishto. Shemitoch shedim asa metzuya ona asa krova. What does that mean? The same thing you say to your chavrusa, no problem. Say it to your wife. I don't want to use the word that I would want to use about you. I won't say it. Right. Did I mention to you a story about a Rosh Hashiva, Rav David? No? I thought I told you. Rav David Lipschitz came over to a very chashuv Rosh Hashiva and he was just married. He wasn't Rosh Hashiva yet, but now he's chashuv Rosh Hashiva. And said to him about that, Mazel Tov, and your recent chasna, Zolst du wissen, as zivet veinen. You should know she's going to cry. And he couldn't understand. His wife is not that kind of type. I know that, very calm and unruffled and cold and chilled. What was she going to cry? You didn't understand what Rav David is telling you. Rav David is telling you this Gemara. The foolish Gemara, the Master Matsuya. Yeah! So it didn't happen right away, but there came a point down the road where, you know, Rav David is trying to say, don't be disappointed. Think that your wife is a wimp if she cries in some time of who knows what. That's the nature of women. The foolish Gemara. Rav David was telling a Gemara. He was trying to. Huh?
The name should, like, you should not marry someone who's a crime. Never mind.
They were already married. He was trying to say, if she's going to cry one point in time, and look at our Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Even though I'm the one who's saying, Rabbi Osai, I'm the one who's saying that it's not a tzivuk, it's only a tzitzovah. But the onus for it is horrific. We'll see a Gemara, and we'll have to end with this. Super Samach Beis in the case. We'll have to continue with the Shem on Sunday. Please let the word out that we're going to have a little bit of Musar, just to finish up this inyan, but that's we'll see, so I'm like before. Samach Beis, Amen Beis. The onus is scary, it's not much frightening. What happens over here? A person doesn't take care of his wife. There's one story of a guy who would come back only in Erev Yom Kippur. One day, this is in the narrow lines. He got so involved in his learning that she was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, didn't show up. What happened? A tear came out of her eye and he died. That's in the narrow lines. Okay? And later on, the Gemara tells you about other situations of people who did not take care of their wives properly. I don't want to read all these Gemaras. But I do want to read it, just to end with a good thing, is by Rabbi Akiva's story. That we all learned that we never saw in Shas. The last three lines. Rabbi Akiva, Raya, the Ben Kalba, Savua, Havachazite, Barate, Davitzini, O'Malli. So the daughter of, he was a shepherd, Ben Kalba, Savua was the richest man in town. And his daughter saw he was tenuah mal. He's modest, he's humble, he's good. Amalei, she said to him, Ime kadash nalach, azat lebeirav, if I marry you, go to the tshiva. Amalei, he kachale, mitzina, mishadarte. So they got married, they eloped. Let's use a Moranic word. They eloped. And finished. Shama avua. The father heard, Apkami Beise. He threw her out of the house. He was in yeshiva, and the daughter went to the father. He threw her out of the house. Adra Hanami Nichse. Can't have any Hanami from my property. He's a multi-billionaire. Can't have a penny from my property. Also, Yosef Tracy Rishnin the Beirav, 12 years, he sat in yeshiva. Yosef, I see about a day, Tracy Alpha, Tambidi. He had 12,000 students with him. Shamela Husaba, the Kamala. He hears that someone is saying, different how Gavra is telling his wife, at Kama, next stop, Kamadabris Almonus Chayim, Almonus Chayas. You know, you're a living Almoni, your husband's not here. Almoni is a famous story. He lived the deed science, if you listen to me, Yasif Tracy Shnei Achrini. He's got 12 more years. Almoni, but Shus Kavina. Hoderazel Yasif Tracy Achrini. There's a Prime Shlomo's famous word. Come say hello. Stay overnight. Chaim said, 12 plus 12 is not equal to 24. Uninterrupted. Now we are not in this Musogim, but let's just finish up the Gemara. He had 24,000 students now. Here she's coming. Konoflikli apay, umbrella. They wanted to throw her out. Nofal apay kamenashle. They said, how are you going to recognize you? They wanted to throw Komatzavale. The Shabbos threw away. Omer LeShavku, the famous Gemara. Shali v'shalachem shalohu. Famous Gemara. The father hears about it. The Gavra Rabba's coming. He comes to town. Who is this? My son-in-law. Wait, me. But I made a neder. They can't have any hanah for me. He wanted the Chacham to be matan neder. Matan neder. Tarsha says, how can you matan neder? Oslo tov benolad. It was unanticipated. No. Came and shut up with a rab, derechu, beholuk, lumo, chenasa, adam godo. Woo! Rabbi said, if you're going to learn, I know you won't be Rabbi Akiva, doubt that, but adam godo you could become. He started at 40, Rabbi said. Right? So there's no one, well, almost no one at that age. So, Yislam, the chance to become an adam godo. We'll leave with this, everybody. See Sunday, 11:30, at the shell, and continue to see this every food. Okay. World famous city, you can see the sidewalk. Thank you.